You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending? Well, our Bronco Jeremy and Nicole flew the flag even yesterday, which is supposed to guarantee a win when they put out their Bronco flag.
It hasn't happened the past 2 weeks. We need to hang it upside down or something, maybe.
They lost 2-0. I guess there was a lot of screaming going on from Nicole. Is that right?
She doesn't yell at the TV any other time except when the football game's on. And there's a lot of run it in. Why didn't they run it? Right there at the end. He could have made it.
Now the Raiders come to town for a game at Mile High Stadium this Sunday. There's all sorts of missed field goals and extra points yesterday. They say it was one of those weird, bizarre days in the NFL. 12 missed field goals and 12 yesterday.
Wow.
Huh. You know, when they moved the extra point back, it was for this reason. So that there would be a little bit more intrigue and everything.
Well, it worked then.
But it got a little bit crazy. Things got crazy in the baseball playoffs yesterday, but it's baseball, so nobody really cares.
Whocares.com.
A whole bunch of flights on Southwest were canceled or delayed yesterday. More than 1,000. And, of course, people became outraged because that's what we do in America. As soon as something doesn't go our way, we don't get upset or bothered. We get outraged! Southwest blamed it on weather problems in Florida. Specifically, Jeremy, I believe it was in Jacksonville, Florida, where there was a storm.
Uh-oh.
Oddly, other airlines didn't seem to have those kinds of problems.
Nah, we're fine over here at United.
Some experts are saying it was a combination of things that created the snafu.
I've been seeing a lot of the images coming out of DIA this morning. A lot of unhappy people out there, man.
Yes, I know. I mean, my heart does go out. I mean, when you're trying to get somewhere and you can't fly, I mean... My heart goes out.
Yep.
But, I mean, we are kind of spoiled, really, with air travel. So every once in a while,
sitting in the sky.
There's
going
to be problems.
You sit in the sky.
Speaking of the sky, it opened up and a meteorite crashed through a woman's roof in Canada last week. She was asleep, heard this huge bang, thought it was a gunshot. And then she looks to her right, and on the pillow next to her, there is a... I would imagine a smoldering, smoking, jagged black rock that came through her ceiling.
That's scary.
There are disputes about whether or not anyone has ever actually been killed by meteorites. Some people say that there was one person in history that that's happened to.
Almost
this
two.
Lady almost became number two.
Now we're at almost two.
Almost two.
What a way to go, you know?
That is, true.
That's a story.
You know, but I guess if you're sleeping, you would go in your sleep. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a story for her friends and family, not her. But, yeah, what are you doing in your life that you get? I mean, that's some bad mojo.
The juju is going against her.
Something's happened earlier in your life.
She says the near-death experience, Jeremy, has given her a new perspective on life, and she will never take things for granted again.
Okay. For now.
I get that. What else is trending?
Well, all I think there's 19 of you now in the William Shatner fan club. Sorry, you're going to have to wait another day to see old Shatner get launched into suborbital space. Blue Origin has pushed back the launch of its new Shepard vehicle, which was supposed to launch tomorrow with Mr. William on it, to Wednesday due to weather concerns, a.k.a. it's windy. You don't want to launch a rocket when it's windy, Dom.
Gusty winds in Texas.
It'll go the wrong way completely. So anyway, Shatner's just sitting around now, waiting. Here's what's big on the internet from the weekend. Trending is mayonnaise. This story is basically saying that the internet had a seizure and fell to the ground this weekend when the Twitter account for Hellman's Mayonnaise told people to put mayonnaise in their coffee. And everyone freaked out. The tweet says, nope, that wasn't a typo. Mayo in your coffee. It's called having a sophisticated palate. I don't believe them.
I've got a question.
I think sales were down for Hellman's mayonnaise.
But I have a question.
What's that?
Explain this to me.
Tell me. Ask me. Give it
Who
to me.
Who follows a mayonnaise company on social media?
Right.
Like, why
sounds like something I would do.
Following the mayonnaise company? How many followers do they have on Twitter? And explain to me why.
Hold on. I'm looking it up right now.
I've got to know.
Hellman's.
It's got to be over a million.
Hellman's, here we go. No, 37,000 followers. They're following mayonnaise.
But still, that's 37,000 people who say, I'm going to follow the mayonnaise company.
I'm just following them for the recipes.
Maybe that's it.
I'm trying to see what other tweets are.
It was a legit question. I wasn't trying to just be snarky. It's a legit question. Why does one follow a mayo company?
Oh, I'm trying to scroll down to see like some legit posts, but it's all about the... There you go. Here's a creamy pasta bake with mayonnaise.
Okay, so now I get it. All right. Question answered.
And different sandwich combinations. And,
okay.
All right. So, okay. There
we
go.
I mean, but really... You put mayo essentially on sandwiches and
grilled cheese. That's a pro tip.
But that's a sandwich.
Put it on. Yeah, that's a sandwich.
So what else do you put it in? Recipe are you waiting for?
Chicken salad, sandwich,
yeah. Tuna.
So again, my theory is that mayo sales were down, and they're like, "What's one of the most ridiculous things you can put mayonnaise in?" And their marketing team's like, "Aha! Let me get onto our Twitter."
And I know we're beating this to death, but I mean, I know about people who are putting butter and cream into their coffee.
Yeah.
How
it's a keto
different
thing, right?
Really is mayo?
It's probably not much different. This story also goes on to say that you put it on steak when you're searing a steak to kind of make it juicy, I guess.
All right.
I don't know. I've never done that. I'll tell you
I
that.
Need to follow them so I get all of these tips.
Here's some good news for teachers and a free plug for Mickey D's. Mickey D's is giving teachers free breakfast all week. Now, they did this with first responders and healthcare workers earlier this year. So now they're giving the teachers a solid. You just got to show up with a valid ID and you can get a free breakfast meal each day of the week. Get you an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, okay.
Another good story is talking about the ongoing school bus driver shortage. This dad in Ohio... named Sean something or other, took matters into his own hands, Dom. He started taking kids to school in a stretch limo. I guess his dad owns a limo service, so he borrowed one, took 25 kids to school last Monday, and 42 kids crammed into that limo on Tuesday. Last Monday,
safe?
He did the 25. Yeah, why not? But just as safe as a school bus, I would think, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Sunroof, though, in the limo that you can stand out of. Woo! Here's a good Christmas gift for the farter in your life. A company in the UK is now selling anti-flatulence bed sheets. The company's called Shreddies, and they've been in the news before because they have fart-mitigating underwear. It's full of carbon fibers that absorb your stank and then neutralize it. Well, now they have two bedding products. They have sheets and a duvet cover that can keep your nighttime emissions trapped, Dom. The sheets are $160 bucks. The duvet is $260, and it kind of puts a damper on the old Dutch oven trick, doesn't it? It really does. Now, here's your Fat America. Candy corn's big this time of year, so now a meat market in Wisconsin has jumped on the candy corn train here, and they're creating bratwurst with candy corn mixed inside with a little splash of beer. There's a video on our Facebook if you want to watch them make it. They're called Spooktoberfest brats.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. And they're brats filled with candy corn, and they're described as slightly sweet, much like myself.
So when you said a meat market, my first thought was that you were talking about some bar that was
But
you mean an actual
Elway's meat isn't doing this.
Market.
All right, let's do clickbait. Head on over to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is kind of a fun story to check out. This dude in Kansas just got his wallet back. The story's online. Here's the deal. It's almost 50 years after he lost it. It went missing in the 70s. Somebody just turned it in. His little Social Security card was inside and an expired driver's license from 1974.
Beautiful.
Kind of a fun story. Check out the wallet on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And all of that nonsense, it's part of what's trending now here with your boys in the morning.